Chapter 2. After these things, when the rage of King Ahasuerus had subsided, he remembered Vashti and what she had done, and what had been decided against her. Then the king's attendants, his ministers, said, "Let them seek young women, virgins, beautiful in appearance for the king, and let the king appoint commissioners in all the jurisdictional districts of his realm, and let them collect together all the young women, virgins, beautiful in appearance at Shushan the castle, at the house of the women in charge of Hegai, the king's eunuch, the guardian of the women, and let there be a giving of their massages. And that young woman who seems pleasing in the king's eyes will be queen instead of Vashti." And the thing was pleasing in the king's eyes, and he proceeded to do that way. A certain man, a Jew, happened to be in Shushan the castle, and his name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjaminite, who had been taken into exile from Jerusalem with the deported people who were taken into exile with Jeconiah, the king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, took into exile. And he came to be the caretaker of Hadassah, that is, Esther, the daughter of his father's brother, for she had neither father nor mother, and the young woman was pretty in form and beautiful in appearance. And at the death of her father and her mother, Mordecai took her as his daughter. And it came about that when the king's word and his law were heard, and when many young women were collected together at Shushan the castle in charge of Hegai, then Esther was taken to the king's house in charge of Hegai, the guardian of the women. Now the young woman was pleasing in his eyes, so that she gained loving kindness before him, and he made haste to give her her massages and her appropriate food, and to give her 7 selected young women from the king's house, and he proceeded to transfer her and her young women to the best place of the house of the women. Esther had not told about her people or about her relatives, for Mordecai himself had laid the command upon her that she should not tell. And day after day, Mordecai was walking before the courtyard of the house of the women to know of Esther's welfare and what was being done with her. And when the turn of each young woman arrived to go in to King Ahasuerus, after it had happened to her according to the women's regulation for 12 months, for that was the way the days of their massage procedure were gradually fulfilled, 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 months with balsam oil and with the massages of the women, then on these conditions the young woman herself came into the king. Everything that she would mention would be given her, to come with her from the house of the women to the king's house. In the evening she herself came in, and in the morning she herself returned to the second house of the women in charge of Sheashgaz, the king's eunuch, the guardian of the concubines. She would not come in any more to the king unless the king had taken delight in her, and she had been called by name. And when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, whom he had taken as his daughter, arrived to come in to the king, she did not request anything except what Hegai, the king's eunuch, the guardian of the women, proceeded to mention. All the while Esther was continually gaining favor in the eyes of everyone seeing her. Then Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus at his royal house in the 10th month, that is, the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king came to love Esther more than all the other women, so that she gained more favor and loving kindness before him than all the other virgins. And he proceeded to put the royal headdress upon her head and make her queen instead of Vashti. And the king went on to hold a great banquet for all his princes and his servants, the banquet of Esther, and an amnesty for the jurisdictional districts he granted, and he kept giving presents according to the means of the king. Now when virgins were collected together a second time, Mordecai was sitting in the king's gate. Esther was not telling about her relatives and her people, just as Mordecai had laid the command upon her, and the saying of Mordecai Esther was performing, just as when she happened to be under care by him. In those days, while Mordecai was sitting in the king's gate, Bigthan and Teresh, 2 court officials of the king, doorkeepers, became indignant and kept seeking to lay hand on King Ahasuerus. And the thing came to be known to Mordecai, and he immediately told Esther the queen. In turn, Esther talked to the king in Mordecai's name. So the matter was sought out and eventually found out, and both of them got to be hanged on a stake, after which it was written in the book of the affairs of the days before the king.